Okay. So we started discussing, we spent a whole shiur discussing yichud with the sister and a little bit about other relatives. And, you know, what it obviously boils down to is how much of the Yisr Yichud is about an actual concern of chashash, of a chashash bia, and how much of the Yisr Yichud is not really a concern of anything. It's an independent Yisr called Yichud. So we discussed how the sister, how the Gemara tells us, Nafel Vam Beis, that the Yisr with the sister is only to be Dari Ma Bikvius, to live with her in a more set way, and not in a but to have yichud with her just a little bit is not really a problem. So what I want to discuss a little bit today is we started to get into what's the logic of the heter about achoso. So we had one vart that we mentioned before from Rav Shach that I thought was very elegant, and certainly was a nice shot in Rashi, but I think it might work for Achoso, to understand Achoso a little bit, because, you know, a healthy person doesn't have a Yetzer Hara for their sister. So Rav Shach explained that there's two Yisurim of Yichud. There's Yichud Daraisa and there's Yichud Rabbanan. Yichud Daraisa means that it's totally independent of any Taiva and Yetzer Hara. You could have zero Taiva, zero Yetzer Hara. It's still separate Yisur called Yichud. And that's Yichud Daraisa. Yichud Rabbanan is in those cases where the Rabbanan were concerned that one might be boel a woman, they asked Yichud on top of the Yichud Araisa. So for example, Yichud with Shtei Nashim is not an Issa Daraisa, says Rav Shach. It's only an Issa Rabbanan. Why isn't it Issa Daraisa? Because Yichud Araisa is defined as one man, one woman, one room, and that's it. Two women is not yichud or it's not yichud. You're not alone, but the Rabbanan made that yichud because the Rabbanan were concerned daitan kala, and they're gonna, you know, it's easy nochel nispatos. It's easy to be mefata them. So the Rabbanan had a genuine concern when it was one man and two women. So similarly, yichud or raisa is only violated, says Rav Shach, if you, and it says the Ragachavar, actually, the Ragachavar says, Yichud Araisa is only violated if you live together bikvius. The idea of having a shir Yichud being kedei pito yubia, the amount of time it would take to be mifata woman and be boel her, that's all derabanan. That's all din mi derabanan. Midar Araisa one only violates Yichud if you live together bikvius. So in that context, we understand the fundamental difference between Yichud Ba'achoso versus Yichud with anybody else. Since Ba'achoso, there's no real Yetzer Hara, there's no Taiva. So the only Isra Yichud is going to have to be an Isra of Yichud Araisa. Yichud Rabbanan can't exist when there's no Yetzer Hara, there's no Taiva. The only Yichud that could exist is Yichud Araisa. What's Yichud Araisa? Only when you're Dar Bikvius, only when you live on a consistent basis with the person. If you're only once in a while alone with the person, that's not Yichud Araisa, that's Yichud Midrabanan, but there is no Yichud Midrabanan for someone that you don't have a Yetzer Hara for. So, whereas the Ragachavar explains that the issue Yichud Min HaTorah has nothing to do with Chashash Nus, and this Rav Shach explains as well, it's a kurva in its own right, and it's only violated b'derech kvius. And that's why the chachamim who added a chashash znus also added shorter amounts to the isser, shorter amounts of time to the isser, but only when there's a chashash znus. By a sister, there's no chashash znus, so they never added a shorter amount of time to the isser. Rav Shachter and Rav Moshe said otherwise. They didn't say such a fancy vart. They said, no, the reason that Yichud with a sister is only aser if you're Dari Mabekvius, is that a healthy person doesn't have as much of a Yetzer Hara for a sister as he would for another woman. The Yetzer Hara for a sister is significantly muted, and therefore we work with the assumption that that Yetzer Hara would only express itself, that Yetzer Hara would only become an issue, it would only come out if a person were Dari Mabekvius, if he lived with her consistently. But if he had Yichud with a sister, he's alone in a room with a sister for an hour, for 2 hours, nothing's going to happen. A normal person, the whatever Yetzer Hara lies beneath the surface of the human being for his sister, would never come out in that short amount of time. It would only come out when he's Darima B'Kviyas. But it's not a fundamental difference between Daraisa and Darabanan, and that Yichud Daraisa applies only when it's B'Kviyas, nothing like that. It's just a matter of when that Yetzar is going to be there. I mean, the way the Rav Shachter understood is there is no Yetzar, there's no Yetzar to talk about. The way Rav Shachter and Rav Moshe seem to understand is that there is Yetzar Hara, it just takes a little more to draw that Yetzar Hara out. What would be Nafkamina? So Nafkamina might be, what if you live B'Kviyas with two sisters? If there's an assumed Yetzar Hara, and it's just a matter of time till that Yetzar Hara comes out, so then with two sisters it would come out as well. Right? It doesn't mean the same. All the laws of Yichud that apply in a short amount of time with other women apply with sisters in a long amount of time when it's Dar B'Kviyas. Because it's all about the Yetzer Hara, and it just takes longer for the Yetzer Hara to come out. But if you hold that there is no Yichud Rabbanan by Achoso, that anything that would be labeled as Yichud Rabbanan simply doesn't apply by Achoso. So the Rav Shachter holds that Shtei Nashim is Rabbanan. Rav Shach holds Shtei Nashim is Rabbanan. It's not Daraisa. So Melech Shtei Nashim shouldn't apply by Achoso. So with two sisters would be Mutter. Good. That's the fundamental machlokas. But in terms of defining what this means, kviyos, right? What did Rashi say on the daf? Rashi said that darima misyachid adamim achoso liprakim. One can have yichud with a sister once in a while, you know, on an inconsistent basis. Aval eino dar tamid biyichud etzlo bebayis. But he can't be constantly with her in the house. So what's constant? An hour, 2 hours, a day, 2 days? How do we define what's called dar bikvius? So in that big yichud tshuva, Rav Moshe and Os Yud Aleph, Ebenezer Chilatal Simul Chavav, Os Yud Aleph, Ba'achos ha-shemutar b'yichud de l'prakim, imu gam k'shedarim Achva achos bebeis aviyam she'etzem adiru imahu bekviyos. Rav Moshe was asking the following. They're not allowed to live bekviyos together. So I get that definitely means that they're not allowed to go rent an apartment together where it's just the brother and the sister that live in that apartment. That would be dar bekviyos, right? What if they live together bekviyos but they're not alone together bekviyos? A brother and a sister live in their parents' home. So they're both kavua there. But usually someone else is around. Every once in a while, no one else is around. Is that called a violation of yichud? Meaning, is it that the sheer yichud for a brother and a sister is just way, way longer? Or is it, no, the sheer yichud is the same. But the iser yichud, to have that 10-minute sheer yichud, or whatever the number of minutes is, to have that iser is only provided that they already have such a libo gaspa kind of relationship, they're already so comfortable with each other because they live in the same house. Is the idea of darima b'kviyos how long they're having yichud together? Or is darima b'kviyos what their relationship is, and then yichud even for a shorter amount of time is a violation? Hinei ha'olam kimdumani shenogin laheter da'af mi she'inlem bebayis rak ben ubas shekvarim b'chiv mitzvus manichino sama ava ein bebayis. He says if a family has one son and one daughter, the minig is that they let their son and daughter be alone from time to time. For an hour, for 2 hours, and that's fine, and there's no problem. They're darima b'kviyus, they live together in the same house. Yes, says Rav Moshe, but they're not having yichud b'kviyus. They live together in the same house, and they're having yichud l'prakim. That's okay. Darima b'kviyus is not a description of their relationship. Darima b'kviyus is a description of the sheer yichud. He says the parents go, the Ezer shows, af belaila, ve'in choshen li yichud, af b'shomrei Torah. even Shomrei Torah are not makpid about this. Minire. Shekein mashma loshen Rashi. Shakas l'adam revidom rabasi. B'kidushin be'alvan beis. Misyachil adam imachol sol l'prokim. Aval eino dar tamid b'yichlet sol b'bayis. That's loshen of Rashi. V'lo kosov avalo misyachid kishe dar tamid et sol b'bayis. You hear? What does Rashi say? That you could be misyachid l'prokim, but you may not be dar tamid b'yichud etzla b'bayis. Live alone with her in the house. Rashi does not say you cannot be misyached with a sister who you happen to live in the same house as. He doesn't say that. He says you cannot live alone with her in the house. V'gama yasagik shayu kosev avalok shadar tamid etzla b'bayis. He could have just said, not when you live in the same house with her. Does hayinami mashma tekayel hatri yichle machosel uprakim. De'inu motrel k'sheinu ragli matamid. And then I would have understood that this heter of being with your sister uprakim is only if you happen to not live in the same house. Zikvar yasim besavia, she moved out already. Avalok shtar n'yachim b'kviyas, but not when they're still living under the parents' roof. Sha'az asul s'yachim maklal k'moim shar kol anashim. Which would then imply that as long as they're under the same roof, they're not allowed to yichud at all. Even for a few minutes. Like any other woman. Aval kivan shekosev avalenu dar tamid b'yichud etzla b'bayis. Mashma teheter yichud l'prakum hu af kishadarim yachad v'regilin tuva. The implication of Rashi, though, is that the heter of yichud would apply even if they do live in the same house, as long as they don't live b'yichud in that same house. V'yisir machoso rak l'dor yachad tamid b'yichud av l'prakum lios b'yichud mutar av k'shtar in yachad regil in tuva. Moshe is very repetitive in this paragraph. But then he adds, avol vaday she'ein lahanicham levadam v'bayis b'layla l'sha'os rabim rabos Lipa'amim krovos ad sheyischashiv lahem kikvius. One should certainly not leave in his house at night for many hours, one night after the next, with just his son and his daughter home. So how many nights? How long? V'lo shayich litein al zeh davar kavua lakol. Ramosh says, what's the shear? What's called kvius? What are you not allowed? I don't know. You can't say. You can't give a set shear. Ela kefi hakaras kol echad as banav ubnosav. Just to the extent that everyone has to know their own children. Ken yer lani es tait. I always had trouble with this tshuva. I don't know what that means. Meaning, he says, you can't leave them. You know, this is where, like, the Rugachevra and Rav Shach's approach resonates much more with me than Ramesh and Rav Shachter's approach. What Ramesh is assuming over here is that at a certain point the Yetzer Hara will kick in, and at what point is that? You need to know your kids. And you need to know when your son is going to start developing Yetzer Hara for your daughter because you left them alone too much. It's hard to relate to that. Is there a parent that thinks that their son is going to have a taiva for their daughter? For his own sister? At what point does a parent get to that point where he says, oh, you know what, we're leaving them alone too much. It's unhealthy. They're having yetzer hara for each other. Unhealthy maybe because their parents aren't around, and it's healthy for children to have parents around, but that they're having yetzer hara for each other, very difficult. If you say like the Ragachar of Shach, that's not the issue at all. I just can't leave them bekvius because that's yichud arayis, and yichud arayis has nothing to do with whether you have a taiva or not. Totally irrespective of a taiva. But be that as it may, Rav Moshe doesn't give an exact shiur. He just says everyone needs to know on their own. Rav Shachter quotes from the Yimri Yosher that it's up to 30 days. It's interesting. Where else do we have the concept leprakim? That something happens once in a while. I asked my Talmidim, you ever find by an Isser? I asked my 11th graders, you ever find by an Isser that if you do it, you know, in moderation, it's okay. But a lot, then it becomes asr. Eat a little bit of chazer, just a little, you know, it's okay. Normally by yisurim, it's not like any small avera is an avera. Where you have like a little bit, you know, you do yichud once in a while, this is, that's okay, but a lot, that's no good. So they had interesting ideas. But do you ever have it by anywhere in halacha where this term leprakim is used? That on occasion. So Rav Eliashiv thought we could bring a raya from Brachas Nun Tes. What's going on in Brachas Taf Nun Tes? Birchas Hari'iyah. Haroa Yama Gadol. Right, someone sees lightning, someone sees whatever. You see something impressive. So you say, Birchas. Excuse me. Birchas Shev Chloda. When you see something overwhelming, when you see something impressive. So, what if you see something impressive every single day? You know, so impressive, what I mean, is not always positive. Sometimes it's a negative thing that's impressive. So impressive just means something that makes an impression on you. You see the Mikdash Perchobana, you see the Makam HaMikdash. So the Halach is Ter Kriya, right? When you see the Makam HaMikdash. What if you were just there yesterday and the day before, and you learn in Yeshiva HaKotel or Mitzvah or something? And you see it every single day. So then do you tear Kriya every single day? Mom, send more shirts again. Why do you still need more shirts? Every day, I got to tear. So no, we assume not that way. The assumption is that every 30 days, that if you haven't seen it in 30 days, then it's considered to be something impressive. Then it's considered to be something that makes an impression on you. So Rav Eliashiv thought we could make a tzushtel and say the same thing by the Yisru Yichud. That for the parents to go on a vacation for a week and leave the son and the daughter, they only have one son, one daughter living at home, and leave the son and the daughter at home alone, that's okay. But they can go for 30 days, that's going to be a problem. Rav Vazner, in Shevet HaLevi, Chelekei Sim Reish Aleph, Rav Vazner writes, is on page 2, the bottom page 2. Rav Vazner passed away recently. He was a big posek in Bnei Brak. I think they say Rav Vazner, the stories they were saying right after he passed away was that he was initially rejected from Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin when he applied. And then that night, after he took the Bechina, he stayed over in the yeshiva and stayed up learning all night because he knew that he was going to have a long trip back. He figured better chaperai and give as much learning as he can. And Rav Meir Shapiro saw that this guy, after being rejected, stayed up learning all night and said, someone, that's the way he deals with rejection. That's someone that we want. After being rejected, he's going to go and he's going to steig more instead of just being all depressed and, pouting about it. So that's the kind of person you want. Rav Asher Weiss said, after Rav Asher died, he said, excuse me. Rav Asher Weiss said that story is such a kasha. It's not a kasha on Rav Vazner. As we know, Rav Vazner was an Adam Gadol Ad Ma'od, probably even already at that age. Said kasha on the Bochim. What kind of Bochim they have in Chachmei Lublin that he didn't chap that Rav Vazner was Rav Vazner? It's a terrible kasha on the Bochim. But anyway, so says Rav Vazner, Chelek Eisim Reishal. Binyan Yichon HaMachosel, Lashon HaBei Shmuel Reishim Chavbeiz, B'Shas Mavor Demutu L'Siachon HaMachosel L'Fisha'a. That you're allowed to do L'Fisha'a. And he quotes the Gemara, Amrud Amravasi, M'Siachon HaMachosel, V'Dar Im Imo Bito, Mashmos HaBei Shmuel, D'Gamba Achosel Lohutar El Yichud L'Fisha'a. That even Achosel, you're only allowed to have Yichud HaRai, Yichud L'Fisha'a, Avalo Yichud Derech Dira, B'Bayis Derech Yichud Keva. You're not allowed to live together with your sister. The Shoel in the Imre Yosha, the Imre Yosha was Ramei Arik, the Shoel in the Imre Yosha says that you could be Medayik from Rashi. Misyached imachosu leprakim avalo yadur imatamid. Dimashma de kol she'eno keva rak al eze yamim pachos milamid yom. Shari. Sounds like if it's less than 30 days, it's mutter. Vagonim Rayosher is skimlaze. He was masking to this. Vevi Rayel Advarav. And he says, Rav Ozin says, I could see such a raya, that 30 days being a keva, 30 days specifically being a keva when it comes to Gira Yetzer Hara. He says, why can I say this being a raya? Because it's Gemara in Yevamos. That ad lamed yom kofen lachlotz. La'acha lamed yom mevakshen lachlotz. That if a man is with his Yevama, they're living together in the same house, up until 30 days, we could still ask him and force him to be chalitz, to do chalitza. Because we could assume Yibum was not yet done. But once you get past 30 days, you got to be careful if you're asking him to do chalitza, because we work with the assumption that probably he already did Yibum anyway, even though he's not telling us about it. Why? Because we assume that ad lamed yom ukim inish anafshe, that for 30 days a person can keep control. But beyond 30 days, he won't be able to control himself. So, says Rav Ozner, that's a good raya to the idea of 30 days. But you see that there is this magic number of 30 days, not just by Birchus Re'iyah. You know, you see something that you haven't seen in 30 days, so it makes an impression. What does that have to do with the Taiva? What does that have to do with the Yetzer Hara? Says Rav Ozner, no, but you see in Yevamos that there's such a din by Yetzer Hara, that there's this, we work with the assumption that the Yetzer Hara only gets stronger after 30 days. However, Rav Ozner goes on to say, Mekal Makom Ledina Tzarachinim Lismach Al Gon Bazeh. I don't know that we could be Somech on Rav Meir Arik in this. The Lashon HaShas, the Mitzach Vadim HaChos, the Vedari Mima, Mashmei Yosek, Mashmei Sabi Shmuel, the Rak Lefi Sha'alo, Afilu Diro Kaviyah Shalom Adyom. Ubeemes HaShol Hishma Tevachos, Milash Rashi, he says, you know, it doesn't sound that way from the word. It sounds like Diro Bekviyah is even less than 30 days is going to be a problem. And even the Shoal in the Imre Yosha, who tries to bring this Raya about 30 days, conveniently left one word out of Rashi. Shasiyim avalo yadurima tamid babayis. The way the Shoal says it is that Rashi says avalo yadurima tamid babayis. Yeshom deikra hevdel ben dira babayis ita shazegedu yichud shal keva lebein derech yichud shaloke derech dira. The major difference between living in a keva way with her versus just having yichud, meaning that's what Rashi is really trying to distinguish. Living bekviyus versus just having yichud. He's not trying to distinguish two types of living bekviyus. Living bekviyus for less than 30 days and living bekviyus for more than 30 days. He's simply contrasting regular yichud, 6 minutes, versus living bekviyus. So it's hard to say that the word leprakim always means the same thing everywhere in Shas. So because you use the word leprakim, that necessarily means 30 days. When he says leprakim, he doesn't mean, he's not talking about how long of a period of time. He's talking about how often you do it. And once in a while, you're alone together. But if it's not once in a while, it's one straight period of time. That's called yichud, and that's asr. V'zen yirei yoser mehav anasr shalagonim rei yosher. And he says, I think that's more correct. So, he still didn't give a number, though. Right? He still didn't give a number. But he says, definitely less than 30 days. And he goes on to say, less than 3 days is for sure okay. Somewhere between 3 and 30 days is going to be a problem. It's going to be called to be dar bikvis. Good. So those are the different shittos. You have Rav Moshe saying, how long can they not be left alone together? I don't know, you got to know your kids. You have the Imre Yosher saying 30 days, because that's what the word of the Praka means when it comes to Hilchos Brachos. And you have Rav Ozner saying that it's got to be less than 30 days is already called Kvius. We're not defining Kvius as living together, we're defining kvius as having yichud for an extended period of time. For a straight extended period of time. But certainly up to 3 days you're okay. Good. So what did the Gemara do for us? What the Gemara told us was, you're not allowed to have yichud with regular arayas. You are allowed to have yichud with your mother and your daughter for sure, as much as you want. Your sister, a little bit. Not as much as you want, but different than everybody else. What about your granddaughter or your aunt or your cousin? Or meaning, do we assume that everybody is exactly the same as a sister in this regard? Or do we assume that no, a sister is a very close relationship, but other relatives would not be the same? Rav Moshe discusses a granddaughter. Rav Moshe is, but in a different context. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezra Chelik Aleph Siman Samach talks about Chibuk V'Nishuk, the granddaughter. And then in Eben Ezra Chelik Aleph Siman Samach Gimel, Chibuk V'Nishuk L'Krovos in general. Long tshuvas, but it's worthwhile to really go through. Maybe we'll go through the first one. Or we'll start going through the first one now. Be'inyan chibuk v'nishuk l'bas b'no, this is on page 4, the bottom page 4. Chibuk v'nishuk to one's granddaughter, ketana imhi kebas bito. Is it the same as a daughter's daughter? To Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. So he says, L'chalkas m'chokik nebnezer chafal sivkat n'yud, where it says that a father is allowed to be mechabik bito l'nashka, a father is allowed to hug and kiss his daughter, that the same is true for bas bito. And the Beis Shmuel also says, who had din bas bino. I'm sorry, they both say bas bito. So says Rav Moshe, why don't they mention bas bino as well? So he says, if you can say there's no chilek, hayakasha klum da atu ki ruch l'lekshu v'lezel v'naktu bas bino, neshu uvda shi'isa b'gemara kiddushin palafaisa b'bas bito deravacha baraba shakli l'bas barte b'kanfei. He says it could be that there's no chiluk between a daughter's daughter and a son's daughter. And the reason why Dafka mentions bas bito is because that's the case that was brought in the Gemara. Avlididi yesh svara gadol lomar shebas bino grua mi bas bito linyan zeh. But comes along with Moshe and he says, maybe not. Maybe a son's daughter has more restrictions than a daughter's daughter. Person's own grandchild. Maybe a son's daughter has more restrictions than a daughter's daughter. Why? Based on Pesachim Daf Nun Aleph, Imakol Adam Roche Tzchutz Me Aviv V'Chamav Ubal Imo Ubal Achosel. Person can go to the bathhouse with anyone except for his father, his father-in-law, his mother's husband, and his sister's husband. And Rashi writes, why? Because it's not appropriate for him to see where he or his wife comes from. V'ika hirhura, that will bring about hirhur. Alma da af asiyas davar acher shemitzad ha'ketana shayich l'chalik bein bas, sorry, shemitzad zeh leko shum chshash im yesh lach sheyeh niskar mizeh. What's he saying? Even if you're doing something that is entirely benign, but if it's something that will cause you to think about other things that are less benign, that will cause you to, that's only one step away from having hirurim, it's asr. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, maybe we could be mechalik between chibuk and nishuk of bas bito and bas bino. Why? Because when you're hugging and kissing bas bito, it's going to remind you of hugging and kissing your daughter. And that's fine, because that's not maybe they hear her. Because a daughter, there's no taiva for. So you're not going to ask her. But by bas bino, when you hug and you kiss your son's daughter, it's going to remind you of her mother. And who's her mother? Your daughter-in-law. That could be maybe they hear her. That's an arayos that a person does have a taiva for. So even though the granddaughter you don't have a taiva for, says Rav Moshe, you do have a taiva for her mother. And that could be a problem. And he says, Kol shekein l'pirush Rashi, especially according to what Rashi says in Kiddushin Daf Pei Beis, when the Gemara describes Shmuel holding his granddaughter in his lap, and he explains that I'm just doing koras ruach li'ima, that when I show love to my daughter's daughter, it makes my daughter happy. Says Rav Moshe, koras ruach li'ima, what does that mean? So you could say koras ruach li'ima, make my daughter happy. Or you could say that when I do things with my daughter, with my granddaughter, her connection with her mother is so great that it's ki'ilu, I view it as like my daughter. And that's the koras ruach, because the mother-daughter relationship is such that it's almost like a fusion of personalities. So that's not only true from the mother's perspective, where she's going to say, oh, he's taking care of my daughter, I view it like he's taking care of me. But it's true from the guy's perspective, that when he's holding the daughter, he's envisioning himself holding the mother. Well, if the mother's his own daughter, that's perfectly fine, says Rav Moshe. But if the mother is his daughter-in-law, it's not perfectly fine. This is a pretty astonishing statement that Rav Moshe seems to be making over here. Can one hold their granddaughter in their lap? Says Rav Moshe, depends if it's your daughter's daughter or your son's daughter. Is there any? So that's not the end of the tshuva. We have to go a little bit further and see if that's his conclusion. Because that would be pretty stunning, no? You can't tell. And what do you do about great-grandchildren? It would have to be your daughter's daughter's daughter? Or could it be your son's daughter's daughter? Right? My brother's house is a picture of Ramesha holding my sister-in-law in his lap. His sister-in-law was his great-granddaughter. It was his daughter's son's daughter. Alright, gotta figure it out. So tomorrow we'll try to finish this up. Maybe do some more. It's the last one. We gotta pack it in whatever we can tomorrow. Okay.